And now from Treasure Island Oldies, here's the rock and roll news for the week of January the 10th. Michael Fanfara, the keyboardist for John and Lee and the Checkmates, Rhinoceros, Electric Flag, Downchild Blues Band, Lou Reed, Rough Trade, Foreigner, and many other groups, sadly has passed away at age 75 on the 8th of January. What a great keyboard player he was, for sure. Also, Duris Maxwell, the legendary drummer on the west coast of British Columbia in Vancouver, played with many artists and groups, including Skylark, Heart, the Poppy Family, and many, many more. He passed away as well last week. In other news, the first Beatles album to be released in the United States was called Introducing the Beatles. It was released on VJ Records this week in 1964. In 2003, British and Dutch police recovered 500 Beatles master tapes that were stolen in the 70s. The Whiskey A Go-Go nightclub opened this week in West Hollywood on Sunset Boulevard in 1963. Paul Simon became the first international performer to play in Johannesburg, South Africa, after a UN apartheid boycott was lifted in 1992. In 1965, Hullabaloo premiered, with the guests being the Zombies and Jerry and the Pacemakers. James Brown received a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame in 1997. John Lennon and Yoko Ono cut their hair and donated it to a charity auction this week in 1970. Elvis Presley was promoted to sergeant in the U.S. Army this week in 1960. The very first be-in was held in San Francisco in 1967 this week with Big Brother and the Holding Company and Jefferson Airplane. Diana Ross performed for the last time in concert with the Supremes. It was in Las Vegas this week in 1970. In 73, Elvis Presley's Aloha from Hawaii concert was broadcast live to a billion people around the world, but not in the U.S., where it didn't air on TV until 2 months later. Alan Freed's first New York stage show included The Clovers, The Drifters, and Fats Domino this week in 1955. The Monterey Pop Film opened this week in Los Angeles in 1969. In 1961, Motown Records signed The Supremes. Harry Casey, who is KC from Casey and the Sunshine Band, was partially paralyzed in a Hialeah, Florida auto crash in 1982. He did recover, but it took him a full year. The Rolling Stones performed a cleaned-up version of Let's Spend Some Time Together on The Ed Sullivan Show, done at Ed's request this week in 1967. The TV series Happy Days premiered in 1974. Roy Orbison's Fastest Guitar Alive movie, that also starred Sam the Sham, premiered in New York City this week in 1967. The Cavern Club, home to many early Beatles concerts, opened in Liverpool in 1957. Scotland Yard confiscated 8 John Lennon lithographs from a London art gallery in 1970. The reason they thought was they were too obscene. The first Guess Who record was released in 1965. Shaken All Over was the title. In 1962, the Jimmy Clanton film Teenage Millionaire included Jackie Wilson, Dion, and Chubby Checker among the stars. And finally, in 2007, the Flint, Michigan home of Question Mark, the leader of Question Mark and the Mysterians, was destroyed by a mysterious fire. In the studio, Elvis Presley's first recording session was held for RCA Records in Nashville and included Heartbreak Hotel this week in 56. Roger Miller recorded Dang Me and Chug-A-Lug in 64. Jimi Hendrix recorded Purple Haze in 1967. The Beach Boys cut Do You Want to Dance in 65. Elvis recorded All Shook Up in 57 and also began his Memphis sessions, including the song Suspicious Minds this week in 1969. The Buckinghams began recording Don't You Care in 67. Chase cut Get It On in 71. Little Richard recorded Lucille in 57. Ellis was in the studio in 1958 recording Hard Headed Woman. And the Hollies recorded On a Carousel this week in 1967. Birthdays: Jim Croce, born this week 1943. Rod Stewart, turning 76. Johnny Ray, born in 1927. Donald Fagen, from Steely Dan is 73. Ronnie Hawkins, 86. Al Mineo, born in 1939. Glenn Yarbrough, born this week, 1930. Ray Price, born in 27. Carl Dobkins Jr., born this week, 1941. The late Bobby Lester from the Moonglows, born in 1930. Jack Jones is turning 83. Clarence Carter, 85. Jim Stafford, 77. Barbara Lynn, 79. The Atlantic Records producer, Jerry Wexler, who worked with Ray Charles, Laverne Baker, Aretha Franklin, and so many others, born this week in 1917. Scott McKenzie, born in 1939, and Slim Harpo, born this week in 1924. And from Treasure Island Oldies, that's your rock and roll news for the week of January 10th. I'm Michael Godin.
Treasure Island Oldies.